AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is back in session. Trade and NSA surveillance are the big topics today as Congress gets ready for a one-week break. President Obama wants the Senate to pass his trade bill, but it isn't getting the support of Minority Leader Harry Reid.
I'm happy that multinational corporations are doing well, but my first goal is not them. It's people who work for a living. Middle-class Americans.
Labor unions and key liberal groups oppose free trade deals, saying they send U.S. jobs to countries with low wages and poor safety standards. Also before the Senate, the government soon to expire authority to collect bulk data on Americans' phone records. Crews haven't excavated the broken piece of oil pipeline in California. It may take months to find out what caused the leak there. As much as 105,000 gallons may have spilled. The Coast Guard's Jennifer Williams says the cleanup could take a while.
There's many different types of boom that we use. The oil characteristics on the water, it changes over time. We may have a thick layer of oil in certain places, and we may have a thin sheen or a slick somewhere. We have to use different types of boom.
A suspect has been arrested in Washington, D.C. in connection with the murders of three members of one family, as well as the family's housekeeper. U.S. Marshal Chief Inspector Robert Fernandez says Darren Wint was spotted in the district and they followed his vehicle.
Once we got to a good location, we were able to pin the vehicle in and extract him safely. Nobody got hurt, nobody got injured, and there was multiple people were taken into custody.
The Washington Post reports DNA found on some pizza crust in the home was used to identify Wint. A cruise ship that ran aground Tuesday on a reef near Bermuda during a seven-day round trip from Boston has returned safe stateside. A drop in oil prices has stocks lower in the early going. The Dow is down about 20 points. This is AP Radio News. The mayor of Honolulu vetoed a bill that would have expanded the city's ban on sitting or and lying down on sidewalks. The AP's Kathy Busowitz is in Honolulu.
The problem that the mayor foresaw was that by expanding beyond business districts, that's when critics might have a legal argument that they're trying to target homeless people.
When Honolulu approved its first sit-lie ban in September, officials planned to set up a temporary open-air shelter, but that plan never materialized. 100 years ago, Corning Glass started making Pyrex cookware. The first 12 clear glass products included covered casserole dishes and pie plates. Katie Hallis is the owner of a vintage store, and she sees a lot of Pyrex.
Kind of crazy, but the popular patterns are the pinks, the turquoises. The friendship pattern is a pattern that came out in the 70s that's highly collectible.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.